Welcome to Indie Can Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to North by Northeast 2009 in Toronto. We are taking it to the streets and we'll get to it right away. We'll be hearing from Maggie Martin of EMI Publishing in Los Angeles. But first, let's kick off with one of the big showcases at Dundas Square. Here's Wintersleep.
Paul Murphy from Wintersleep, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, just staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Where'd my body go? Africa, Mexico. Where'd my body go? And where'd my body go? Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Staring at the ground. Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Sick of those goddamn clouds. Demons out of my head. You can't kill the thing that's already dead. So leave my soul alone. I don't need no surgery. Take those knives away from me. Just wanna die in my own body. A ghost just needs a home.
And we're at North by Northeast, and we're listening to Indie Can Radio, and here's our track, Automatic.
Peace. I'm Veronica Charnley from the band Flotilla. You're listening to IndieCan Radio.
So how long is the new record out? And I'm just so glad there's a new record out.
Oh, well, it's been out for a couple of weeks now. It's been in the works for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it took a while to finish it, but I feel happy that we took the time to really bring it to life and rework it a lot, and I'm really proud of this record. It's called 100 Words for Water.
100 Words for Water. That's cool. Now, people who are still listening to the original one with the little sea demon, you know, picture in the on the cover, are they going to go, wow, great, more of the same, or are they going to go, ooh, this is different?
I think they'll see that it's very different. It's a little more true to our live show, which is a bit louder and more raucous than our first CD. Was more quiet, so this one has a lot of range to it. People are saying so far that it covers a lot of different styles, and it goes from, you know, kind of disco-esque numbers to rock to punk to opera kind of influenced stuff. So yeah,
it's interesting you should say that, because you do have kind of a the original CD was a sort of Sunday afternoon sound. And you had a Friday night kind of show.
yeah, it's true, yeah.
So it's really diverse, and I'm going to make you, I know this is hard, especially if you're the songwriter, to pick a song, but pick a song, give us a backstory, and we're going to play it on the show.
Okay, well, I'll choose a song for Yannick. It's the first track on the album.
Okay.
There are many songs I like, but that one I'm proud of. It's a song about my cat. Yannick, my black long-haired cat, and I just like it harmonically. It's kind of interesting, and it has different sections to it, so it kind of shifts to different energy levels, and it's just really fun to perform live. It gets a little bit cabaret in certain sections.
Fantastic. Now, can other people hope to see a Flotilla tour now with a new record out? Or are you planning on going on the road with this new CD?
Yeah, we're going to go out east and play a few shows out there. We're playing.
They're
at
gonna
the.
Love you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really excited. I've been to the East Coast, but not with my band, so
yeah.
It'll be really fun. We're playing at the Evolve Festival in Antigonish and Halifax, Fredericton, and some other new places we just booked, so I'm excited about that this summer.
Well, talk to Way Mason when you're in Halifax and see if you can't get yourself an invite back for the Halifax Pop Explosion, because I think you'd fit in great there.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and great set. Good seeing you again.
Good to see you too.
Trip.
Vancouver.
You're listening to Indie Cam Radio.
Yeah?
One take. That was fantastic.
Five.
Buffalo. I'm Shelley Groves.
I'm Chris Dellatore. We're of Axis of Conversation, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Calgary, Alberta, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Rockin' Town?
When we play.
Yeah, there's lots of wicked bands.
Yeah.
Tons.
There is a... for a while, I kept meeting Calgary bands that would be, you know, here for a music festival.
Yeah.
Right? And I go, oh, great, you must know so-and-so. Nope.
Really?
It's just like nobody ever got out there or something like that. They were so preoccupied with doing their own thing and whatever.
Oh,
but,
no way.
But do you feel like there's a music community there now?
It's getting there, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm always surprised to hear, probably every few months I hear about a local band that has been around for maybe like a year or two, and they're awesome, and I'd never heard of them. So I think there is a community in terms of, you know, there's probably 20 to 30 bands that play, you know, are three good clubs in town.
Yeah.
But then there's tons more just coming up, and it's just cool, you know?
Yeah. Did Chad Mann put Calgary on the map?
No way, man. Jan Arden did. No. Not Jan Arden. Zucker Baby. Remember Zucker Baby?
Oh, my God. They were from Calgary?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Yeah.
They were like the University of Calgary, like, official, like, house band.
If we go back any further, it'll be the Stampeders. But,
oh, they were rad. They were wicked. That's true. Oh, I love Chad. He's so inspiring.
Yeah, I just got the notice that he's been nominated again for a Polaris Music Prize.
Good for him.
So this is the third time?
Yeah, at least
second. Second time?
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Good for him. So, yay, Chad.
That is great. So, Chris, you play Upside Down Lefty. I play that way, too. There's
no way.
A few of us
That's
around.
Cool. You, me, and Seal apparently plays that way, right?
No kidding.
Supposedly.
Coco Montoyo, he's a blues guy out of the States.
Okay, cool.
And there's
Doesn't Babyface play that way? The R&B guy from the 80s and 90s? I don't know if that's true. People always told me that. I don't know.
Yeah. Not a real good idea to completely stump your host on your superior musical knowledge.
Sorry.
No, but that. I mean, you're into it because it's a kinship, right? You know. You started playing your friend's guitar. It was a righty. You didn't want to restring it just to learn.
Yeah, my
smoke
father's
on
guitar.
Water.
My dad's guitar.
Okay, and he was a right-handed.
Yeah, he played
player.
This. No, he played the same as me.
No kidding. You're a second generation.
Second generation. What do you call it?
Upside down lefty.
Like Goofy Foot. In a way, like, equivalent to Goofy Foot and skateboarding.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he taught me, like, the open C and, like, A minor and stuff. Like, where have all the flowers gone? That song we sing in school. That's the first thing he taught me. And I was like, dude, that's so lame. So then I just kind of kept going.
Yeah.
But yeah, my dad taught me how to play that way. So I can't take any credit for it.
Is this your first North by Northeast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think so far? I mean, it's really day one, but good crowd, busy streets.
Awesome. What do you think, Shelley?
Oh, God. I'm so glad to be back in Toronto. I went to school here for music, and it's so hopping right now with all the... And there's so much excitement because most of the bands, I think, are indie. You know, so it's
largely, yeah.
Yeah, it's just this real sense of excitement, and like it was really cool to be at the booth earlier today and like meet the other bands that were there and like, you know.
Yeah, and you get to play the first day. The great thing about that is now you can network, right? You know, you got your set done. And did you play on the way out here, and are you playing on the way back, or did you fly in?
We're playing on the way back.
Yeah.
We haven't at all. It's just basically been a marathon in the van.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like, just an insane...
Yeah, 36
like,
hours.
Yeah, we had 2 free hours in Chicago.
Yeah,
was that yesterday,
that was
2 days
yesterday,
ago?
Yesterday, yeah. Yep.
That was hilarious. It was like a mad dash to, like...
That was the high point, I think.
I agree. Well,
we had a few low points before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we ran out of gas, which was awesome.
In Manitoba? It was
1 kilometer from a gas station.
Yeah.
Just like, brrr.
Oh, you can walk.
That's true. We sent some of the guys.
That's what the drummer's
Jerry
for.
And Eric ran. Actually, it was the drummer driving. It's his fault.
Yeah. Should we tell the other story about today with the cop?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
We don't have to mention names.
Well, yeah. Cheryl, our cellist.
Oh, she's going to kill us.
I know. She fingered a cop, like a group of cops, actually. I can't even tell the whole story because I wasn't there.
Eric
so.
Said they cut him off and then threw themselves into reverse to park or something. And so he honked his horn, and Cheryl was just like...
Because they didn't know that it was a cop.
Kind of stressed
in
out.
In
and like,
threw him the bird,
like,
so
like,
to speak.
Yeah, totally, like, incognito cops. And she, like, He pulled her out of the car. There were four of them, and they were like, "What are you doing?" Yeah, she's like, "I'm not like this. I swear, I don't know what I, you know."
Yeah.
And, I've been driving for 30.
And she was like, "I'm a cello player. I don't even know why I did
yeah,
that."
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, our keyboard player Jerry is yelling, "Keep her! You can keep her. Keep the cello too."
Oh, he would too.
That's what he said.
He's such a jerk.
Anyway, good times.
Anyway, yeah, it's been pretty rad.
Yes.
Good road trip.
Okay, pick a song from the CD. We're gonna play it. What song do you want to represent you to the masses?
All We Make Is Enemies. It's not actually on a CD. It's side A of our 7-inch single that comes out next week. And it also comes with MP3s for those who are of the non-vinyl persuasion. But yeah, side A of that record is, we're super stoked about it.
This is the dance of empty
promise. This is the sound of a breaking bones. This is the dream that we threw in the fire. We did it all for the failure of love. We did it all for the failure of love. It was a dream. I fell up the stairs and through the window and back to where everything began. Are you alive? Are you a ghost with an alien charm and the illusion to come? But it was a dream. It was only a dream. If you're unable to talk, then try waving your arms.
This is Laura Smith, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Pick a song.
I don't need to look at them. How about Such a Long Way to Go?
Tell us all about Such a Long Way to Go.
Oh, all about it. Such a Long Way to Go is about a long journey in the music industry to being able to make it, pretty much, and just being very happy, you know, working my way slowly through it and eventually ending up somewhere better than here.
Sounds like a great North by Northeast theme song.
I guess it could be.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Long way to go, and if I caught all of the I'm just the roadie for Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, and you're listening to Indie Cam Radio.
Okay, cool. Hi, my name's Justin Rutledge, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio. A song called This Is War.
This world we've been fighting for. Honey, this is war. Honey, this is war. Honey, this is war. Honey, this is war. Lover, this is war. It's what our world has been waiting for. This is war.
Maggie Martin, I'm a manager at EMI Music Publishing in Los Angeles, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Publishing is probably the most misunderstood part of the music business, isn't it? Do you find that?
Absolutely.
That people don't understand what you
Even
do?
Some of the publishers don't understand really what we're doing.
So what are the most common misconceptions about what you do or what you don't do?
Well, I think there's a saying, oh, never give up your publishing, always keep your own publishing, which I don't think is a really good representation on what we do. As a publisher, we get in the trenches with our writers and we introduce them to other writers and set up co-writes and work to get their songs onto records. And we also have a film and TV department, which is where I work in film and TV, working to get our songs, whether they're demos or hits on records, into film and TV projects and promos and trailers and merchandising and teddy bears and you name it. We're all over the place trying to make back our investment in the writer.
And like TV placement, for instance, movie placement, that's one of those areas where we really have found a leveling of the playing field where indies are getting into TV and they're getting into
movies
as
because
well.
They're affordable.
Yeah, that's right.
They're definitely affordable, and it's interesting because I think historically publishers have been permission-based companies, and we're no longer permission-based companies. We're definitely aggressive. We're just as aggressive as independents and getting our music because we have all levels of songwriters. We have big marquee artists, and we also have smaller unsigned bands
Right. Signed
to publishing. So there's definitely songs in all price ranges, and it's very rare that we can't work with someone's budget. So
that's great. You know, I think as an artist, I might use the moniker "one of the best in my price range."
There you go. There you go. This is affordable. This is affordable hip hop, cheap hip hop. It's good.
Now, in giving up publishing rights, I mean, you don't have to give up all of your publishing.
Don't.
It's usually a co-publishing deal,
exactly.
Right?
I mean, historically, like Motown stuff, like that was all deals that would never happen again unless you have poor representation.
Yeah.
So with a 50-50 co-publishing deal, you keep half of your publishing.
Yeah.
And the publisher takes 50% of your publishing, but you also get to keep your... Sorry, let me rephrase that. Piece of the pie. 50% is your writer's share, 50% is your publishing share.
Right.
And then you split your publishing with your publisher. So you actually get 75% of your song. Anything
that's
that comes.
Right.
So
and
it isn't a bad percentage if you think about everything they're going to do in terms of exploiting that song, which would never happen unless you had signed with the publisher.
Exactly. So. And typically what is happening more in the real world, publishers are going out to find artists to sign, or your inbox is full of people who want to be signed as a writer?
Well, that's the reality. I mean, everybody wants to be signed. I would love to be signed as a writer, let's face it. But I think right now, I don't know if anybody's really signing anybody for a development deal unless mm-hmm. they really, really believe in someone. I think you have to have a bunch of MySpace hits. I think you have to have maybe existing song placements with artists or in film and TV.
That makes your job easier.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. We know what we're investing in.
Yeah.
It's less scary.
Yeah.
But...
Does working for like one of the last big names like EMI, does it ever feel like having the best seat on the deck of the Titanic?
Well, we definitely, in my opinion, have the best catalog in the world. I mean, we have everything from Motown to Sting to Billy Joel and to Justin Rutledge here in Canada. So there's definitely, there's something for every opportunity that comes our way. And I think the group of people that we have now at EMI is just different. We're a family, and there's no competition, and we all work together for the same common goal and getting our songs placed in film and TV. And it's not, that's my client, this is your client, that's your media, my media. It's definitely a family, and it's shared, and it's brilliant. And that goes into, you know, the management that lies within the company.
How many North by Northeast have you been to?
This is my first
North
by
kidding,
Northeast.
No kidding, a newbie. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I love Canada. It's awesome. I'm drinking beer.
Yeah, it's that's
4:30.
Right.
4:30.
Exactly.
I like it. And it was free. Free beer. This is fabulous. Is this a Canadian beer?
I don't think so.
Oh. Yeah, Toronto. Well, Mill Street Brewery.
Oh, Mill Street Brewery. That is a
it's delicious.
Yeah, that is a Canadian beer. You're
all
enjoying
right.
it, right?
Good stuff.
Where are you from? California?
I'm from Los Angeles.
You're from Los Angeles. Yes. So Toronto is in terms of an entertainment place. So what do you think about it so far?
Well, last night I went to Lee's Palace for the Six Shooter Showcase, which was really fun. It was kind of hot.
Justin but, was there.
Yes, and, you know, with NQR Buckle and Luke and everybody. I have a lot of places to go tonight and tomorrow, so I'm excited.
I mean, you got to check out some of the outdoor stuff and, you know, see as many venues as you can. And welcome to Toronto.
Thank you so much.
Hope you like us, and I hope you come back
here.
Soon.
I hope so, too.
Okay, thanks
nice
so
to
much.
Nice to meet you. You're
you
welcome.
Bet.
This heart will not ache. It is too tired. This heart will not break. It is an iron pump. It pumps my blood through. Choices, foolish lover on the street and glancing into neighbors' windows as they sit at dinner. Foolish lover on the street and glancing into neighbors' windows as they sit at dinner, living something more.
All right. I'm Patterson Hodgson from Olenka and the Om Lovers, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Fabulous.
Hello, it's Melanie Schade from IndieSolo.com, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Now, you just saw a band from Montreal, right?
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Yes, they're called Zeros from Montreal, and they are a really interesting band. They have a really good soundscape because they not only have guitar and bass and drums, but also use the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they really use it to create these intense soundscapes, and they really build the songs up. So they, for example, they just started with some keys, and then the drums came in slowly, and then the one of the guitar players, he was playing drums as well, and then he picked up the guitar, and then one guitar came in too. So they really build up their songs, and the singer, he doesn't sing a lot. I mean, I would say it's a lot of it is instrumental.
Yeah.
But when he sings it, it's really, he builds up this tension. So
right,
you can
right.
really feel it in the audience. And he's really, they're all so into it and really passionate about it. So it's really good.
I can tell by your passion, they must be very handsome too.
No, it's not about being handsome. It's all about the music.
And so is this a band that you would feature on Indie Solo, or that you have featured on Indie Solo?
No, we haven't featured them yet, but I would definitely be interested in featuring them, and I'm going to contact them too.
Okay,
yeah,
fantastic.
For sure.
And how has North by Northeast been for you so far?
It's been great. I had some surprises already. Yesterday I saw a band from Australia, mm-hmm. of all places. They are called Mary Tremble. They played at Neutral.
Yeah.
And they are a really, really good rock band, a three-piece band, but they are very solid.
I must have just missed them. They played before Modern Boys, Modern Girls?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, it just can't be everywhere, eh?
Yeah.
Well, thank God we're all in this together, right?
Yeah, it's true. We can cover each other's
yeah.
faces.
So this is, we're going to be playing the Zeros from Montreal. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see you real soon.
Okay, thanks.
Up ahead, cranes again.
Is everyone enjoying this as much as I am? Man, what a North by Northeast this year. We're finishing up with IndyCan Jen's picks. We just heard from The Perfect Hour, a band from Vancouver, and we're going to close out with Fjord Rowboat, suitably a Toronto band, host city for North by Northeast, to finish things up. We heard on this great Cross Canada North by Northeast show, Winter Sleep, from Halifax, or well, actually they're from all over the East. After Party from Toronto, Flotilla from Montreal. We heard Language Arts from Vancouver. We heard Axis of Conversation from Calgary. Laura Smith, Vancouver. Justin Rutledge, live at IndyCan from Toronto, part of the Six Shooter Showcase. Maggie Martin, who's with EMI Publishing in Los Angeles. We heard Olenka and the Autumn Lovers from London, Ontario. We heard from Melanie at Indie Solo. She introduced us to the Zeros from Montreal. Then we just heard A Perfect Hour. So lots more on North by Northeast at IndyCan.com. Pictures, video, commentary. Come visit us. We'll have more next week. We still got a stack of CDs to get through. Thanks for letting us share a little of this with you.
more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.
Hello, I'm Daniel Mancini from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. You're listening to IndieCan Radio.
I think the point was like name.
Yeah, but don't single them out.
Sorry, Dan.
I can still work with that.
Do you want me to do the same thing?
Sure, why not?
Hi, I'm Sarah Froese from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Okay.
Do you really need us all to say that?
Well, I don't, but...
All right, then.
Hi. The ones that suck.
I'm Olenka from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Okay.
I'm Sean Clark from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
I didn't get the joke, but that was very well done.
Thank you.
I'm Kevin Brazier from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. You're listening to IndieCan Radio.
You can take it. Get two takes.
I'm Guy from the After Party.
You're not
okay,
Guy.
Okay. I'm Juan from the After Party.
And I'm Christina from After Party.
And you're listening to.
Okay, I'll do it.
What are we listening to? IndieCan.
IndieCan Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, IndieCan. Okay, cool. IndieCan Radio.
Very great.
Yeah. All right, I'll do. Sorry, yeah. Give me a second take. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a little tipsy.
Clearly.
All right.
Hi, I'm Christina.
Hi, I'm Juan from the After Party.
And we're here at Nixney, and we're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Nixney.